The second reading is from Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our speaker this morning is our United Methodist Women Conference president. She's also been a local unit president, served as the Peninsula District president, and in many district and conference level offices. The Southeastern Jurisdiction Core Planning Group, and blessed to be elected as a member of the Virginia delegation to General Conference in 2016. She lives in the Buckrow Beach area of Hampton in the house she was born and raised in, and has been married to her sweetheart Charles for 56 years. She's blessed with three children, two daughters-in-law, a son-in-law, four awesome grandchildren, one great-granddaughter, and a granddaughter-in-law. She loves the UMW and all the nurturing and education she has received through this organization. Please welcome Joyce Winston.
I loved that hymn. That was beautiful. If your choir isn't here next week, it's because I took them home. Don't miss them. Thank you. I agree. 100%. They were wonderful. Thank you for inviting me back or here to do your United Methodist Women Sunday. I love United Methodist Women, and I love Richmond. I have to tell you a little personal thing. I was born and raised in Hampton, Virginia, down on the Chesapeake Bay. But my mother never went shopping down there. My mother had a sister who lived here in Virginia, in Richmond, and she always said she could come and stay with my Aunt Jenny and her five children, who were cousins, of course, and she could find a parking spot she could never find in Newport News. So we traveled all the way to Richmond. We spent the night. We had a wonderful time with cousins, and then we spent the next day in Mellon Roads and Tallheimer's. Those of you who know those two wonderful stores know what I'm talking about. It's been an experience, and I enjoy coming back to Richmond all the time. Please pray with me. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you. Amen. We've been talking about lights, and the United Methodist Women have been the light that shines in the world since its very, very beginning back on March the 23rd, of 1869. We'll almost be 150 years old. Not me, but the organization. Sometimes we feel like the 150. It all started on a dark and stormy day when Mrs. William Butler and Mrs. Edwin Parker, wives of missionaries who were home on furlough, came to a meeting in Boston. They invited 24 Methodist churches to participate, but it was a dark and stormy night, and six women showed up. They told these women about the plight of the women in India, about how they couldn't go to the hospital and doctors because there were no women doctors. They told about children who did not have anything, any lessons and any schooling because there were no teachers to teach the girls and the boys. And the six women present were so impressed that they met again and they put together a constitution and they formed or organized what was the Methodist Woman's Foreign Missionary Society, what started us all. They worked to raise funds and they sent Isabel Thornburg, an educator, and Dr. Clara Thorne to India. Ms. Thornburg started a girls' school there in India and eventually expanded to become the first woman's college in Asia. Dr. Swain established the first woman's hospital in Asia, and the wonderful part is both of those organizations are working today, both of them, doing serving women, serving God. Women were motivated by the gospel, giving their time, their skills, their love, and their resources to God's work. And in so doing, they set in motion an organization whose worldwide accomplishments cannot be measured. The impact of these efforts is still started today, still felt around the world. From those six women and from their enthusiasm, we number about 800,000 women today. There was once a Jewish sage, and he was walking along the road, and he saw a man planting a carob tree. The sage asked the gentleman, "How long will it take for this carob tree to grow?" 70 years, said the man. The sage then asked, "Are you so healthy a man that you expect to live that length of time and eat the fruit of this tree?" The man answered, "I found a fruitful world because my ancestors planted it for me. Likewise, I am planting this for my children." United Methodist women are starting today to plant for our future organization. We are women called for such a time as this. As in the world today needs us, wants us, there are people out there who need what we can do, and we do it gladly. Over the years, we have seen needs of women and children and youth, and we stepped out to do something. Charlotte Seegers was a Methodist woman down in Rocky Mount. She saw children who didn't have any place to go after school, and so she formed what is now Henry Forks Center. United Methodist women saw children without educational opportunities in Franklin County, and over 100 years ago, they formed what is today Ferrum College, begun by United Methodist women, owned in part today by United Methodist women. United Methodist women in the former Portsmouth District saw a need for women, children, and youth, and they put together the Wesley Community Service Center, and they just finished celebrating their 77th year. So when we do something, ladies and gentlemen, we plan for it to grow and to grow. Just down the road, you have Shalom Farms. It's a great example, a classroom, if you will, teaching inner city children that food doesn't come from plastic wrappers or cans. Dedicated to growing nutritious food for the hungry and for teaching the hungry to grow food. United Methodist women have marched for voting rights, for human rights, for higher wages, for maternal and child care, and for justice for all people down through the ages. We have provided nourishing meals for the body along with spiritual nourishment. We teach English as a second language. We provide backpacks, just as you do, for children, and meals for their families. We work with our church to serve high school children as they come home for after-school fun. We give them workshops on health and nutrition and financial planning for their parents. I became a United Methodist woman, I won't tell you how long ago, but my son was 18 months old. And I loved being a mom, but I needed some adult talk. You know how that goes. So my church had a Mother's Day Out program. It would take too long to tell you how much those United Methodist women over the years have meant to me. But I will always say it's an awesome blessing. I was raised with many aunts and cousins and a great-grandmother, that the greatest, I say, that God ever made. I was raised in a community where everyone knew me, and I could play all over the Buckrow area. That was the good part. The bad part is, if I was down the street at Jane's house and I misbehaved, that mother would come out and correct me. And that wasn't even the worst part. She'd go back in the house and call my mother, and I got it again when I got home. Today's children, today's young women, today's young mothers are not quite as blessed as I was. The world is too mobile. They don't have all those wonderful people in their neighborhood, and neighborhoods are changing all the time. So you and I are the cousins and the aunts and the uncles and the grandmothers for the children today in our community. We are the ones who take the children to the park. We are the ones who give them a shoulder to cry on or an adult to speak with. We are the ones who are there for the young mothers and for the young people and for those working women who need us, who need some encouraging. I have to tell you about my church. We had, we were a bunch of old ladies, to be honest with you. But we got a whole new neighborhood full of young people. I don't know, they must have come out of the woodwork or something. But we got a young woman come into our circle. And she hadn't been there a month before she told us that we were all going to meet in the narthex on Saturday and we were going to make shawls for the homeless. Now, my church, once a week in the wintertime, houses homeless. We feed them and we give them showers and we let them stay in there. So we all came together, of course, because this young woman said to do that. We made 82 shawls. It was a wonderful afternoon. We nurtured, we loved, we spoke with each other, we shared ideas. And more than that, the looks on those faces when we handed those shawls to each one of those homeless people was heaven sent. It was a blessing. That's what United Methodist Women are all about. We're about blessings. Not to us, but mainly, yeah, I guess it is to us too, because we get more of a blessing out of it than they do. Another young woman in my church decided that age between high school graduation and young mothers or working women got kind of left out. And so she wrote cards, she made up cards and printed them with names and addresses and birthdays on them of this age group and asked us each one to take someone and to write them a card, to send them, to keep them in our prayers, to remember them throughout the year. And then she got the bright idea of including some young people in those cards. One day my granddaughter is 8 years old, and she comes and stays with me every day. But she called me up one day when she got home, and she said, "Grandma, I got a card today from someone who says she's my secret pal." And I said, "Oh, that's so nice." She read me the whole card. She was so excited. She says, "But Grandma, can you find out who this is?" And I said, "Well, maybe I can. I can try." She said, "Well, will you tell her to print? I don't read cursive." Doesn't that warm your heart? Start that idea. Your journal room will be calling you. Like Esther and those Boston women 150 years ago, United Methodist women have dared to step out in front of God's people to tell others how we serve and love those less fortunate. Our goal is to tell our story and ask others to join this awesome organization. Now, unless you get confused, United Methodist Women wear two hats. We are really into helping women, children, and youth. But we wear another hat as a member of these wonderful United Methodist churches. And with that hat on, we support this awesome connectional church of ours called United Methodist. We, all of God's people, are called to be good stewards of our time and our talents, to be God's hands and feet in a hurting world. We want to be a channel of God's love to the multitudes, to see the needs and take the opportunity to serve. There's an old story that you've probably heard 2,000 times. There was a man walking along the beach. I live near the beach, so I can relate to this. He was walking along the beach, and he saw a young boy throwing something back into the ocean. And he said, "What are you doing?" And the young man said, "Oh, I'm throwing this starfish back out into the ocean. The tide's coming in, the sun is shining. The tide's going out, and the sun is shining, and he'll die." And the man looked up and down the shore, and he said, "But there are hundreds of those starfish. How can you help them all?" And the young man said, "I helped this one." That's what we do. One person, one woman, one child at a time. In Max Lucado's book, The Gift for All People, he says, God is an inviting God. He invited Mary to birth his son, the disciples to touch his wounds. God is the king who prepares the palace, sets the table, and invites his subjects to come in. God is an awesome God. He loves us, he prays for us, he follows us. And Max Lucado says that God's favorite word is come. Come, let us talk about these things. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. All of you who are thirsty, come and drink. Come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Come to the wedding feast. Come, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. God is the God who opens the door and waves his hand and points us to a full table. To know God is to receive his invitation, not just to hear it, not just to read it, not just to acknowledge it, but to really receive it. United Methodist women have done much over the years, and we have a great future ahead of us. We would ask that you join us, that you want to become a member of this awesome organization, to see God's glory and to see the faces of those who receive us as we serve them and serve with them. And finally, I say to you, enjoy the journey. Enjoy it. United Methodist Women and the nurturing and the love we spread is just wonderful. Enjoy it. So let your light shine today. Go out and show others how you love God's people. Please pray with me. Oh God, equip us with ears that listen, minds that discern, and hearts that follow where you call us. Minds that hope, fill us with hope for the future, and use us for your good wherever we are and wherever we go. We ask everything in the name of Jesus, who came down to show us how. Amen.